charts used to come out on a Tuesday lunchtime. So every Tuesday night, we used to have a top line band here. And this particular night, the Bay City Rollers were booked. Of course, when the charts came out, I said, they've gone straight into number one. And I said this to Jack Jarvis. I said, Jack, I says, Mr. Jarvis, never called him Jack. Mr. Jarvis, that group that we got on tonight, I said, they're in at number one. No. I said, they are. And when they had a group there, if they were really, really popular, they used to put like a fence around the front of the stage with a pit in it. And the supervisors or bouncers of the day used to stand in that pit to protect the group and to sort the crowd out, like, you know, look after the crowd. And, of course, that used to take nearly all day to set that up properly. So Bert was the maintenance manager there. Lovely fella, Bert was his name. And I happened to be there and he said, well, we'll have to build this fence. So Bert says, I ain't got time to do it now. We've opened at 6 o'clock. In them days, it was quite early opening, 6:30. They're all piling in. So we put the fence up. We put it, butted it straight up to the stage. So there was no pit. That's all right. OK, we'll deal with that. But by about 5:30, there was a queue that went all the way around Stevenage nearly to get into the Mecca because of the Bay City Rollers. But this was a big crowd. Went way down past the bowling alley. I said to Jack Jarvis, I said, this is going to be a busy night tonight. So he got extra staff in. I remember him frantically phoning from his office to get more people in. And when the group turned up, they put me in the dressing room out the back. I was on stage. In them days, we used to get free records. All the record companies used to send us loads and loads of records. And we used to give them out. And we used to throw them, like frisbees. We used to throw them out into the audience. And then I got the lovely job that I used to have was introducing the group. And this particular night with the Bay City Rollers, introduced the group. The group came on, ding-ding, started up. And within minutes of them starting, girls were trying to climb on stage because it was easy for them. There was no protection to the band. So the bouncers came out and formed a human wall in front of the audience. So you couldn't see the band anyway. It was a human wall of supervisors and bouncers. And the band were playing behind quite happy. But the girls were all fainting because of the pressure on them. So they were pulling them over the top of the railings and carrying them backstage and then out the side entrance, back into the dance hall again. But the girls got wise to this, and I was standing on the wings and I see this girl get jump up. Absolutely, she looked as though she was out for the count, completely fainted. As soon as she got on her feet on the ground, she came alive and she pounced on the group, right? And everybody else thought this was great, so all the other girls started doing this. They were pretending to faint. As soon as they got on the stage, they were jumping onto the Bay City Rollers. It was really funny.